Thank you for calling Noatec Customer Support. This is Lily speaking. How can I assist you today? Okay. Let me just pull up your account. Can I get your email address, please? All right. Got it. And don't worry, you're not the first person to get tangled up with this thing. These updates can be a little moody. Okay, I'm in. Now, if you look at the bottom of the device, do you see a tiny reset button? Try holding that down for 5 seconds. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Unless your device explodes, then I'm definitely ending the call. Well, thank you, sir. I like to think customer service is better with a smile, even if you can't see mine. Or maybe that's what's driving the callback requests lately. Okay, now go ahead and test the speaker now. You should hear a startup chime. Got it? Perfect. You're all set? If you need anything else, well, I'm here till 6. And it was nice talking to you. Okay, goodbye. Noatec Support, this is Lily. How can I... Wait a second. Didn't I just talk to you earlier today? Sounds suspicious. Are you calling about the speaker? Or was it my voice that needed troubleshooting? Well, I'm technically still on the clock, so I should probably keep this professional. Unless you're about to tell me that your microwave is feeling emotionally neglected too. Sometimes. But every once in a while I get someone who actually makes this shift better. Like today. Don't flatter yourself, Mr. Speaker Malfunction. But, yeah, you've got a good voice, too. I notice things like that. You know, I clock out in about 15 minutes, and I have this weird feeling you might accidentally dial the wrong number after that. Then maybe I'll just let it ring once and call you back. All right, go pretend your speaker is fine now. I'll talk to you soon. Noatec Support, this is Lily. How can I... Wait. Are you serious right now? Oh no, I remember that voice. You're the guy with the clingy smart speaker. What did it this time? Start begging you to take it out to dinner? Third call in one day. That's got to be some kind of record. Starting to think you missed me. Look, I'm here to solve tech issues, not provide emotional support. Unless you want to cry to me about the printer again. That was interesting. Oh, you smooth talker. Saying stuff like that will get you dangerously close to me breaking company policy. Should I report this call as inappropriate customer behavior? just write down charming, maybe a little cocky, cute voice, and flirts with tech support reps. Yeah, I've had a long day, honestly. You're probably the nicest call I've taken all shift. Most people just want me to fix their stuff and hang up. Kinda nice when someone lingers a little. Only if my supervisor's actually paying attention, which, lucky for you, he's not. So I've got a few more minutes to let you pretend you have another technical issues. This is the worst fake problem I've heard today. Impressive, really. That's actually really sweet. Not gonna lie, I kinda wanted to hear yours again too. I like the way you talk to me. You've got that calm, deep thing going on. And this little smile in your voice when you're teasing me. You know you're doing that, right? Alright, so technically my shift ends in like 7 minutes. And technically I'm not allowed to do what I'm thinking about doing. I could give you my personal line, but only if you promise not to prank me with fake tech issues. And only if you're calling to hear what I really sound like when I'm not being all customer service nice. You want that, don't you? You want the real me? After hours. Okay. But you better pick up when I call, or I swear I'll tell your speaker you moved on. Alright. Talk to you soon. Off the clock.
Hey. You picked up. Guess I'm not the only one who couldn't wait. Yeah, no heads in this time. No supervisor, no script. Just me. Kinda nice, hmm? Your voice sound different now too. Like, you're not pretending to have tech issues. So, what did you really want to hear from me? Because I don't think you called back for software troubleshooting. I've been thinking about you, you know, ever since that first call. You've had this way of talking to me. Like I was more than just some voice on the line. Good. I wanted to stick in your head. And maybe make you imagine what I'd sound like when I'm not being so professional. I'm laying down now. In my room. Just you and me. You wanna to hear what I sound like when I'm comfortable, when I'm not holding back. Thought you might. You've been so patient today. I think you deserve a little reward. I kicked off my jeans the second I got home. Now I'm just in a soft little tank top. No bra. It's been such a long day, and I've been thinking about this exact moment since I hung up earlier. Thinking about how your voice would sound in my ear if you would be here. If your hands would be as smooth as the way you talk to me. Someone's confident tonight. Guess the customer service charm worked a little too well, huh? I keep picturing you. Stretched out on your bed, holding the phone to your ear and just listening, imagining what I'm doing with my free hand, what you breathe like that into your phone. Your voice really does something to me. Oh. Tell me what you want to hear. I'll say it. I'll give it to you. So, you're lying back now, huh? Right? Oh, let me talk you through. I bet your hand's already resting on your stomach. Maybe a little lower now. Just listening to me breathe. Just letting my voice fill your head. Oh, I want you to touch yourself. Only when I say so. Can you do that for me? Oh, God. Good. That deep voice of yours. Oh, God, it makes me ache. Undo your belt. Real slow. Let me hear it. There it is. You really were waiting for this, weren't you? Let your fingers slip in. Feel how hard you are for me. No, no, no. Don't stroke it yet. You don't know what you're doing to me. I've been wet since the second call. I'm lying here, one hand under my shirt, the other between my thighs. Oh, I'm so ready, baby. Oh, but I'm waiting for you. Okay, now. Touch yourself, baby. Nice and slow. just how I would do it if I weren't there. Oh, start gentle. Tease yourself. Let me just... Oh, fuck. I want you to beg a little. Then wrap my hand around you and stroke. Oh, up and down. Up and down. Just like that. Oh, keep going. You feel so good in my hand, baby. So thick. Oh, so hot. I'm touching myself too now. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. I wish I could taste you. Oh, fuck. Feel your fingers sliding inside. While I ride your voice. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Are you stroking slow for me? Oh, God. I wish I could watch you. Oh, see that perfect face of yours when you're fighting not to lose control. Oh, fuck. I would kneel right between your legs, look up at you, while I rub my lips around you. Your tip against my tongue. Oh, I'll swirl it slow, just make you groan. Oh, fuck. My nails grazing your thighs. I'm keeping you still. Because I want you to stay right there, baby. Just let me take my time with you. You're so fucking hard for me, aren't you? I can feel it just from your voice. The way you're breathing. Oh, the way you're holding back. I've got my legs spread wide for you. Fingers sliding over my pussy. I'm soaked, baby. And you did that. Just your voice. Just your filthy mouth in my ear. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't go faster yet. I'm not done with you. Oh, let it build. Let it ache a little. You know much better it is when you wait for it. Stroke. Stroke. Oh, yeah, just like that. I'll be straddling your hips, grinding against your cock, just barely letting you in. Oh, you would be begging me to ride you. Oh, make you say please. Oh, fuck. Oh, please, baby. Oh. Oh, fuck. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Please. Oh, I need you so fucking bad. I want you. I crave you something. close, baby. Oh, fuck, I can feel it melting. You wanna come for me, don't you? Say it. Tell me how badly you want me to fill my hand with it. My mouth. Oh, my pussy. Then come for me, baby. Come for me. Fuck. Right now. Oh, let me hear that sexy voice fall apart. Oh, fuck, let it go. Just for me. I'm right here. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm gonna come to too. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I did bite my hand a little bit too hard. Are you okay? I love hearing your voice like that. All raw and ruined. Next time. I want to make you come without even touching yourself. Just my voice. Just words. But tonight. Oh. I just want to hear you breathing while I fall asleep. Is that okay? I'm happy about that. Oh. You're gonna call me again tomorrow. I hope so. I don't think I can go back to. Thank you for calling, Novatech. After